What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled Crossing the Border from Valka in Lithuania. I'm sorry, from Valka in Latvia into Valga in Estonia. So I'm on the border right here, literally between Estonia and Latvia. I am on the Latvian side of the town. For those of you guys out there who don't know, Valga and Valka were, back in the day, they were one town. And then when the Soviets did their nigger shit, they ended up putting those towns on two opposite sides. So literally they like divided a town, and one side of the town became Latvia, the other side of the town became Estonia. But the reality of the matter, guys, this was always one town. And a couple of years ago, when Latvia and Estonia were members of the European Union, they tore down the borders. So effectively speaking, you can cross as you please into Estonia, out of Estonia, into Latvia, out of Latvia. I'm, like I said, guys, I am on the Latvian side of the border. The border is like a couple of hundred feet away. In fact, we're gonna cross it together live. There is no passport checks. This is what you guys out there need to understand. There's no passport checks at all, okay? You know, if you like me, you stand out. They'll probably do a passport check on you eventually. But there is no passport check, guys. So you can literally walk into and out of one country into another as if you're like literally walking to the other side of the neighborhood. Like I said, Valka and Valga are literally one town split into two. So Valka is the Latvian town. Valga is the Estonian side, okay? Valga is Estonian and Valka is Latvian. This is where we are. We are in Valka. So Valka, it's nice. I like it. It's a small town, Soviet style town. You know, for those of you who don't know, the Soviet Union actually kept their nuclear. See, the Soviet Union, the people in charge of the nukes, they were from. They were in this town, okay? A lot of people don't know that, but the people in charge of the nuclear arsenal of the Soviet Union, they were here, where we are, okay? You guys see Remy over there, okay? That Remy is officially in Latvian, is Estonia. That's Estonia right there, okay? That's Estonia. So, I think we probably already crossed the border by now. We're probably in Estonia right now. So, my game plan, guys, is to go into Estonia, maybe take a bus to the capital, sit at the cafe, do some work on MGTOW TV, make sure everything is running right, you know, shit like that. I want to show you around this area, this border town. It's nice. It's literally, guys, you would not know you're in a different country. If you guys look at the license plates on them say Estonia. So you know we're in Estonia. Yeah, we're officially in Estonia, guys. Oh, that's another thing about most of the European Union countries, okay? Damn it, garbage truck. All right, Let me show you something, okay? You guys see that sign in front of us with red tape on it? You guys see that? You guys see that red tape? Okay? This doesn't mean that it's broken, okay? It doesn't mean that this sign needs repair or anything. No. See, when you are on the end of the border of a town here in the European Union, I took notice of this when I was in Romania and even Hungary driving around. See, so when you're at the end of the border of a town, they do this, okay? They do a red line across the name of the town and obviously the icon of a town. So once we pass this over here, guys, it's official. We're in Estonia. This is Estonia. We are in Estonia, okay? You guys can look at, you guys can look over there. We're in Estonia, right? This is Estonia, guys. We are in Estonia right now. You got the toll car over there, probably looking for trucks and shit like that. They're not looking for border chicks, okay? They don't give a flying F about that. So it's official, guys. We are in Estonia now. Now, like I said, guys, I'm probably going to cross into Valga. And I'm going to look at... the bus schedule, because I want to go to Tallinn. A lot of you guys out there have been telling me, man, you gotta go to Tallinn, see what Tallinn is all about. So I'll probably go there tonight, you know, come back tomorrow. So as you guys can see, Remy, Hesburger, they're on the Estonian side of the town, but nobody gives a flying F. Nobody really cares, man. The border is wide open. You know, I'm like the only colored person here, you know, so to speak. So they don't have to worry about Yogyob's people or a bunch of African migrants, you know, going from one side of the border to the other. So let me go to the other side so we can look at the lake over here. So, yeah, guys. We are looking at the lake over, look at the stream. I wonder if there's any fish in there. Probably, but you can't see them. So, yeah, we're officially in Estonia, guys. This is Estonia right now. A little other news about Valka, other than it was the center for Soviet nuclear people. Valka is where the Latvian flag came to be. Where the hell is that Latvian flag at? Oh, there it is. You can't see it, but see the Latvian flag over there, guys? The Latvian flag is blue. No. The blue is the Estonian, and the red one with the white in the middle, that's the Latvian flag, okay? The Latvian flag came from here, okay? So this point, guys, I'm just showing you how Valka and Valga look like. Like I said, guys, you can literally live on any side here. No passport checks. Nobody gives a flying fuck, man. It's like, again, it's like living on one side of the neighborhood, you know. Nobody cares. So nice town, nice small town, guys. See? Lol. English colonel said, you're on this side of the town, you're on the other side of the town. Should I do that, guys? Should I stand on one side? Nah. You know, imagine standing on one side of the border and the other side of the border. Nah, that's gonna make me look like a retard. People are gonna look at me like a freaking retard if I do that shit. Also, guys, another thing to keep in mind here, guys. Let's see if there's a... Where's the bus station? Ah, there it is. That's what I'm looking for. The bus station. Okay, where am I on the map? Where am I on the map right now? I wanna know where I am on the map. Okay, so it's known as bus station. This is where I wanna go if I wanna go to freaking Tallinn. Okay, so all right, I'll put it on Google Map, but that's good. That's good to know where I am. All right, so one of the things you guys are gonna take notice of when you come to these towns is that A, far more older people than younger people, because all the old people, they go to the big cities. I'm sorry, all the young people go to the big city. That's number one. Number two, guys, is that the beautiful woman, obviously, they're gonna go to the big city. So these small towns like Valga and Valka, these towns really are good for if you just want to live someplace cheap, I guess, you know, someplace away from it all. You don't have to worry about, you know, joggers or Floyd Mayweather fucking, I don't know, St. Floyd riots or anything like that. I mean, that would really be the plus side of these smaller towns, would be how cheap it is, how quiet it is, how peaceful it is. It's literally away from literally everything. So you're not gonna find hot women here, guys. Let's get that out in the open, okay? You ain't gonna find hot women in here, okay? I actually went inside the stores. They're pretty much old women and not attractive women. Like I said, you know, beautiful woman, young woman, they're gonna go to the big city, man. That's just, they're gonna go to Sodom and Gomorrah. That's just how it is, guys, okay? So look at the buildings, guys. My honest advice for you guys, if anybody like wanted to come here, don't rent. You know, like, buy yourself a house. That's what you should do. You know, on the Latvian side of the border, I saw a couple of good houses. So if you guys are gonna come here, just buy a house. I mean, how much do you think a house can be in a place like this? You know, $40,000-$50,000? I'm gonna do my research on that, you know. I can't imagine homes being expensive here, you know. So, yeah, guys, it's a nice day. It's rather warm. It's actually 10 degrees Celsius, which is like what? 50 degrees. So, by Latvian standards, that ain't bad. It ain't bad at all compared to a couple of days ago where it was zero Celsius, like 30 degrees American. Yeah, that was bad. So, yeah, guys, I'm just walking around, showing you stuff. I mean, the fact that you guys have a Remy over here, I mean, you got your food. I'm sure they have internet. They actually had internet at Remy in there. So you got internet. And you can also go into Valga. You can go into Valga and probably see what they have going on. That's what I'm gonna do, guys. I'm gonna go inside Valga, try to work on the internet, stuff like that. I'm actually gonna go around the lake, man. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go around the freaking lake. So yeah, so you guys really have everything you want over here. The good thing really is you can rent a car for like $200 a month and just go in and out of the border area. You know, if you drive like, say, 30 kilometers a day, for example, my car does about 700 kilometers on an $80 tank or 42 liters. So let's say you drive, about 20 to 25 kilometers a day, which is more than enough to go between these two towns. So let's say you do about 25 kilometers a day. That means you'll only have to fill up your car once a month. And really speaking, guys, it's hella cheaper for you to rent a car here than it is for you to go out and buy one and fix it and shit like that. I told you, my Benz cost me $8,000, $4,000 to buy it, another $4,000 to like fix it up and keep it running. Then again, I abused the shit out of it doing DoorDash with it, but still, you know, the cars here are unlimited mileage. So you can take a car, abuse it, and you know, just go rent another one, right? So let's see if there's any fish. The water really isn't that polluted. I mean, I wouldn't drink from it, especially with all these factories here, but it don't look bad. Yeah, I don't see any fish, but that's all right. I ain't gonna fish in here anyways. So yeah, guys, we're on the board. Oh, look at all these nice homes, man. I mean, realistically speaking, how much would a home here cost? Like, maybe 40, 50 grand, you know? I don't see any of these homes costing more than 40, 50 grand, guys. I mean, if you like, you know, if you drive a truck in freaking America for a year, you can probably get yourself a nice home here, man. And like I said, there is no border checks between here and Latvia. So, you know, you can, I don't know, overstay your visa in Latvia and then exit out of Estonia. You know, not telling anybody to break the law or anything, but I'm just simply saying, you know, if nobody cares, what the fuck should you care, you know? Reminds me when I went into Romania, they told me you have to leave the country in 3 days because you're not vaccinated, you know. I didn't leave the country in 3 days, and guess what? Nobody gives a flying fuck, man, you know. As long as you're not causing trouble, you're gonna be good, man. Like I said, they just don't like colored people here, because colored people usually mean trouble, you know, whether they're black or they're Arab. You know, fortunately for me, guys, the height and especially the straight hair, that throws them off, man. As you guys know, I do the Japanese hair straightening, so that's why my hair is straight. But if I cut my hair, guys, I would look like a typical Middle Eastern dude, you know. I'd look like a somebody from North Africa, which I am from North Africa. So the fact that I have the height and I have the straight hair, that throws off a lot of people. They think I'm like Mediterranean, Italian, Greek, which I also happen to have their blood. So, yeah, guys, I like chill places like this. I like places where people have better things to worry about than who you are, what you doing here, shit like that, man. So, yeah, guys, I'm gonna go back into Latvia. Make sure I park my car in a good area. That way they don't tow it. I'm only gonna be gone for like maybe 24 hours. Like I said, I wanna go to the Estonian capital, Tallinn, man. So I just wanna make sure my car is parked in a place where nobody's gonna tow it or ticket it. I really doubt anybody's gonna do anything, but I'm one of those guys, you know, coming from LA, man, where they can tow your car at literally 10:06 when, you know, after 10 o'clock you're supposed to move it. By 10:06 they have the damn car towed. Happened to me once, man. Fucking, you know, I parked my car in the no parking zone, And, well, no, it was no parking after 10 o'clock. And I know I forgot. And I'm like, oh shit, it's 10:05. By the time I got out of my apartment, you know, and on the street by 10:06, the car was long gone. Cost me close to, $200 and some to get my freaking car back the next day. So ever since that, guys, I think I got trauma from parking in LA, man. I'm telling you, man, them meter maids in LA, they're all fucking Nazis, dude. I mean, I trust and believe parking maids will make Nazis look like choir boys if they ever got any power. I'm telling you that. That's a fact, not even a personal opinion. You know, meter maids are scum, man. They also have some graffiti over here. So yeah, guys, nice picturesque place. Like you guys can see, they got homes, you know. Again, I can't imagine a home being more than $40,000-$50,000. Not to mention that a lot of young people move out. So when old people die, you know, who's going to take over the home, you know? Kind of like in Japan, where they're like, hey, buy this house for a couple of $100s, but you have to, like, renovate it and live in it. That's cool. I'd do that in Japan. I'd do that here too. So, yeah. You know, the whole purpose of me renting the car and just traveling all over, guys, is for me to actually look at places that you can go live at, you know? If you're a single man, you definitely gotta have some hoes around, dude. You just can't go to a place like this where they're all old and not much to look at. But then again, if you find yourself a cute girl here, it's like, okay, mission accomplished, man. You know? These are all Estonian cities, I think. Yeah, these are all Estonian cities. These are all Estonian cities, so... yeah. Alright, so... oh, yeah, now you can see the Latvian flag. You know, I'm going to show you the Latvian flag because a lot of you don't know what the Latvian flag looks like. I'm going to show it to you before I end the video. So this is Latvia, okay? We're on the Latvian side now. Look at how picturesque it is, man. Look at the homes, you know, nice small homes, wooden homes, you know, cabin, you know, kind of like a cabin in the woods. It's really picturesque, man. I'm telling you, you guys out there, look at Valka and Valka. You know, V-A-L-K-A, V-A-L-G-A. And, you know, look at home prices, guys. Imagine during the winter time when it starts snowing. I bet this place would look really good. So, yeah, man. Like I mentioned, guys, you guys want to go to smaller towns like that where I'm the only colored person here, you know? I don't want to see no Indian walking around. I don't want to see no black man walking around. I don't want to see no Arab walking around, you know? I'm telling you guys, this whole multiculturalism bullshit, it's horrible. Oh, they have a WC Common Center. Yeah, let's just keep walking. Let's just keep walking. So yeah, guys, that's Latvia over there. Okay, I told you guys, we're on the Latvian side. Okay? So, the red flag, that's the Latvian flag, okay? That flag was created here where we are. The blue one is the Estonian one. You see, okay, you guys remember when we were here, but we were going the other way? I told you. When you are about to cross out of a border town, they put a red slash on it. Now, when you are about to cross into a town, they don't have a red tape on it. So now you know. Okay, so now you guys know we are in Valka, right? This is Valka, okay? We are going into Valka, okay? So it's official. We are now back in Latvia, okay? This is Latvia. Okay? This over here, guys, where we were when we started the video, okay? This is where we were when we started the video, okay? Once we pass this sign, we are in Estonia. So look, guys, look around. Well, you guys can't see it, and I'm not gonna turn the camera around because, you know, I got better shit to do. So yeah, guys, look at me, guys. 1 foot in Estonia, 1 foot in fucking Latvia. Look how cool am I, right? So anyway, guys, that's gonna be the end of that. And you know, let's finish off this video by walking to Rimi. You know, they got Hisburger. Hisburger, as you guys know, is their version of McDonald's. I mean, I guess when you're hungry and desperate, it's all right. I mean, I wouldn't do that shit, to be honest with you. But, yeah, if you're hungry and you just wanted some fast food, I guess Hisburger is fine. Rimi, guys, is like Ralph's back in Florida, or Publix. I'm sorry, Ralph's back in L.A., or Publix in Florida. Rimi is really good. I get all my food from there, guys. It's really good, really cheap. They have ready-made food. Rimi is really good. Silver over there, guys. I don't know who the... I mean, I went in there, but I know Rimi. I don't know who the hell Silver is. It might just be an Estonian thing. So anyway, guys, I'm gonna go back to my car, make sure it's parked somewhere where it doesn't get ticketed or towed. All right, guys, I'll see you later. Peace.